Many of you do that way at home every once in a while.
Yes.
Come on.
Think about it.
Come on.
I don't mean to get too tight, but if I have to, I will. God didn't say for us just to live right and worship Him in church. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with kicking the TV out in the yard, the computer and all that, and getting cranked up at home every once in a while.
Good thing.
Because I'm afraid there ain't going to be too many TV programs you can shout over.
Right.
I don't care if that belly old fellow in the battle did say he got shouting when a television was playing. I told him my TV didn't have that station on it. It's getting to where you can't even take a radio anymore and listen to it.
Right.
I mean, they won't preach. They'll preach all time talking about the Bible, but I think it's time, Mike, that we preach the Bible.
Amen.
Quit talking about it. Quit and tell it just like it is.
Right.
So if you got your Bible, turn with it. We'll be out of here about 3 o'clock, the way I feel.
Well, I agree.
Worked pretty hard yesterday and tired, and wore out and went to bed about 6 o'clock. Told my wife that I won't be going to church in the morning. Ezekiel 18, I won't be going to church in the morning. I'll be too tired. You know what the Lord done me all night last night? He preached me in my sleep all night long. And I woke up this morning and head right straight to my chair, got my Bible, began to study on these scriptures. But I won't say this, and Jeannie was talking about the door being shut. I know there's lots of people don't like this, but I know three or four people up in their 80s that used to go to church with a man. And he was a deacon of a church, but he never had been saved. But he was there, he'd testify, he'd done the job of a deacon. And God told him one morning, standing there in church, if you'll go up there in front of that people and tell him you've never been saved, that you've been a hypocrite all this time, I'll save you. And guess what? He had so much pride in him that he would not go. I know three people. I'm getting them to tell you about him. And said he walked outside and he walked out the door. And said he screamed and grabbed the tree and said, God's gone. God's gone. Said when I come through the door, he took off and he said, I can't get a hold of him. And he lived for several years, walked the street in Jackson, Alabama, walked him walking down the street. And they would just stop every once in a while and come in to screaming, I can't find God. I'm giving you a warning.
Yes.
Don't hypocrite it. Either get right with God or quit hypocriting.
Amen.
Bless him, Father.
And they said he died in the nut house of screaming, I can't find God.
Mm-hmm.
Now that'll put a fear in you if you ain't right with God.
Bless the Lord.
Ezekiel chapter number 18. Then in Luke chapter number 16. We may be here all evening. I tell you what, I feel the Holy Ghost within me this morning. I ain't been here in a while, but the Lord stirred me last night. I didn't have a bit of tension of coming. But thank God, I'm glad He come to me in bed and let me preach. And these are the scripture that I preached on. So I'm fixing to preach it a second time. By the way, Mike, the name of that camel is Grace.
Yes.
Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse number 30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel. Let me stop right there just a minute and rightly divide this. Israel was the Jews. And the Bible said he's not he that's a Jew outwardly, but he the one inwardly. Not the circumcision of the foreskin, but the circumcision of the foreskin of the heart. So ever born again, child of God, is a spiritual Jew.
Right.
So now that's rightly divided, ain't it?
Amen.
So he talking to us. Amen. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgression, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgression, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God, wherein ye turn yourselves and live you. Now God got two requirements that will take care of all of our problems. I told my wife this morning, I got up, I said, you know, adultery and fornication, stuff like that ain't what carried you to hell. She said, what do you mean? I said, the Bible said all this proceeded from the heart. If it wasn't in the heart, the flesh wouldn't be doing it.
Amen.
This is what I preached on in bed last night. Amen. It's that wicked heart of yours. Amen. Which one had you rather do? I said it's a house. Amen. And watch television? Or worship God? Which one do you rather do? Amen. Play with a cell phone? Or worship God? Amen. I ain't a preaching again these things. I'm preaching well. What are you doing with them? I sat down in Addison just a few weeks ago. I carried my wife down there to the doctor, and this colored boy sitting right over beside of me. Hey man, I ain't got no hearing in this ear at all. He was on that side, and I kept hearing mutter and mutter and mutter. I think, boy, you crazy. Ricky turned the head around. Looked like you had a two before stuck in it. We're getting to where we can't even get along anymore. Amen. Without having a thing in our ear. But I'll tell you, if we're going to get something done, we need something to get in our heart and make a new heart and new spirit within us.
Amen.
Now come on, smile.
Amen.
I'm behind. Way behind.
Bless you, Lord.
I don't know. Y'all pray for me. I got to go next Friday. Amen. To speak to us about this year. And I made God a promise. And I intend to keep it. I said, God, I got so many appointments than I have. I would never get them full if I had my perfect health. There's a few folks still like to hear preaching. Amen. I made God a promise. If you'll help me, I'll preach the Word of God. Amen. I don't care. If I was right in the middle of a bunch of queers, I'd preach it out of me. I'll send you just as straight out to hell as you can go.
Amen.
I sat down a little text yesterday of a Methodist woman preacher. Come on. She said, in their minutes, I might not get this word for word, but in their minutes you could be a member and be a sodomite. But you couldn't hold office like be a preacher or anything and be a sodomite. And guess what she was? She was a pastor. And I thought, Lord help, I just for a time to be there. I would make somebody mad. I'd tell them what the Word of God said. Amen. God's Bible all the way through. I speak of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God's Bible teaches about what He done to them. And Jesus Christ Himself, He said, remember, amen, Lot's wife, how she looked back, and the Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Noah and Lot, it's going to rain fire and brimstone again. Hallelujah! God is going to judge these Sodomites.
Yes, He is.
Not only that, He's going to judge them to stand with them.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether any of y'all heard it this week or not, but I believe it was Monday morning. I turned my radio on to get the news. And they passed a law in the state of Alabama now to put Bible reading back in school. Some said, well, praise the Lord. I said, wait just a minute. It'll probably be a NIV, our New King James Version. Amen. I said, it won't be the old. Old King James Version, I'd bless your heart. Amen. Wouldn't his little brother listen to the news? And there was a preacher, him and his wife had separated. Amen. Been pastor for 20 years. And he got up before the newscaster and apologized to the church. He said, all these years I preached against sodomy. He said, but now I won't apologize to you. After I give it up, he said, all have been a helping you. God help us when our preachers will not stand up again the sodomy and the garbage that's going on today.
Amen.
He said, I'll judge your house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Help him, Lord.
Did not God, Terry Pace told me this Monday, he was headed up North Carolina and phoned me. He said back in Noah's day, God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Yet 120 years shall be the life of the man. In other words, they're fixing to cut them all. He said, if you'll read over 2 Thessalonians, he said, the Bible says, thank God only who he that holdeth will hold, withhold till he be taken away. He said, out of anything in the world, but the same thing taking place in our day, that took a place in Noah's day, the Holy Ghost, I don't care what nobody says, the Holy Ghost ain't as strong now as it was back in 77 or 78, when that CD was made, the tape was made, God bless your heart, Holy Ghost ain't as strong today.
Right.
Some of you old ones, Jimmy Sue, you said it. Barbara Jim, you said it.
Right.
I mean, some back 100 years ago, men would be out in the field plowing. Had just stopped and worshiped the Lord right in the middle of the field. Now we've got it all inside the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come on, right. Lord. That's the Lord.
It's true.
How long has it been since you've been driving down the road and just begin to meditate and talk to God and all of a sudden just forget about you even being in the world and get away on down the road before you come back to yourself and realize where you're at? How long has it been since that happened to you? Hey man, I come around in 1989. I come around that curve at Black Oak Church in a Dodge pickup, headed to Bullcraft, up above town. Amen. God fell down in the cab of that pickup truck. You know, when I come to myself,
I sat in the parking lot at Bull Crown. Amen. Men God. How many times I today got out boom, 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 and God, well, bless the Lord. I'm glad, thank God, there's something better in this world than what the world has to offer. Hey, still the Holy Ghost. I'll help you.
Yes.
I down there in the garden a few years back cutting okra. I'm going to preach to me a little bit too. I was a cutting okra and repenting. I hadn't felt the Lord a good while repenting, Lord, what have I done? All at once he said, set that bucket down. I set the bucket down, throw the knife down in the bucket. And next thing, when I come to myself, I was way on the other side of the garden. Just a shouting and a waving my hands. Amen. How long has it been something like that happened to you to say, preacher, you crazy? I wish I'd get even crazier. Amen. For God, how to get back again. Hallelujah. I've told it a many a time. Thank God when Miss Tidmore was alive. Amen. God's going to judge us. If we don't get our heart right, amen, and our spirit right and us done, God's gonna get us.
Amen.
We was out there one morning loading some stuff on a truck, getting ready to go to the woods. Miss Tidmore went across the road to milk a cow. Jimmy Sue, all the years I know her, and me, Lord, she never mentioned God to me. She didn't have to. You live in a life where you don't have to testify. I mean, when the people walk by, they show respect for you. Or are you looking just like the world?
Come on.
Amen. She started milking that cow. And directly I heard something sound like a Comanche Indian. As she come out of that barn with that bucket with milk in it, waving it, never spill a drop of it. Just shouting to the top of her voice. You think that didn't have an effect on me? It still does. Every once in a while I get to thinking about it and want to shout to it. If we don't get back and do what the Bible said, He's going to judge us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's go to Luke. It's familiar scripture, but I want to read it. The title of my text, if I had one, is Don't Go to Hell. Don't go to hell. Preacher, I've been a church member all my life. I ain't talking about church membership.
No, sir.
I ain't talking about singing in the choir. I'm talking about, is your heart right with God? Is your sins under the blood? Have you been born again? Has your nature been changed? If the things that you used to love, do you hate them? And the things that you used to hate, do you love them now?
Hello.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Luke 16, it's very familiar. Much you read it, we could quote it. Luke 16 and 16, no, Luke 19. Luke 16 and verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died. Oh, bless his name. And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes. Being in torment. And seeing Abraham afar off. and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus. And he made dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, I remember that thou in thy lifetime I received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this between us and you, and there is a great gulf fixed, so that with they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my Father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come unto this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither will they hear, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And I'll have to say amen. If they didn't believe Moses and the prophet, they wouldn't believe one though he rose from the dead. Amen to that. Jesus rose from the dead, and people still won't believe him. Hallelujah. You better be sure and very sure that your hand is pure and clean and your heart is pure before God.
Amen.
I know I make a good conversation piece. But I'm going to tell you something. God can get real at your house.
Amen.
I thought about a while ago when everybody was talking about Tate Dunn, was talking about teaching the young folk. Oscar was talking about teaching. You know, there's more place to teach them than that little room back there.
Yes, sir.
Right. Come on.
That's it.
Amen.
You got a place that they stay at more than they do at church. They just hear a couple of 3 hours a week. Amen. But they spend the rest of time at your house. What do they see there? Amen. Ever see you? Amen. Go through and God praise you washing dishes. I know you may have this one, but you got a washing dishes. Ain't God ever once in a while throw the dust right down? Amen. And just glorify God right in the presence. I'll be a young one's amen. I'm talking about there's more place of the work of God of the just in of the house of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I wish y'all could see y'all's face. I'm not doing this to hurt you. The Lord gave it to me. He said, preach it. You need it somewhere besides just in the church.
Right. It's true.
I'll ask you a question. How many of you are going to leave here today when you get home, first thing you do is turn the television on?
Listen, Father.
Above.
Or will you say, hey, y'all must get around? Well, read the Word of God. I'm not bragging on me. And I'm not bragging on Sarah. I'm bragging on Jesus. Mike, when I got saved, that thing went out the door. Janet was about 6 or 7 years old. How did you entertain her? Me and her?
and my wife would get the Bible down. We'd read in the Word of God. Us three, just us three, read in the Word of God. Then we'd get down and pray. Amen. Then Jen got interested in music. And got interested in playing the piano and got her a piano. Amen. She learned to play music. Amen. So that's been 40-something years. I've got by just fine. Without them naked women. Amen. Sticking in my face. Like somebody said, I keep it. I just for the news. You turn it on. All you got on there now is naked women. Amen. I preach what you got a chance. I'll get a change again. I don't care nothing about it. I see it!
Oh,
that flesh.
Come on. Let's see, Lord.
You want me to hurry?
No, sir. Please.
Amen.
Preach.
I'm trying to help us. Get in a shape where God will come in and take His abode with us. You know, how many would y'all want to eat a biscuit out of how you have a bucket to call a slop bucket, slop a hole, throw a biscuit in there and go get it and eat it? I don't think I would.
Come on.
Listen, Lord.
Heard a fellow last Sunday night on radio talking about that Rush Limbaugh. I used to listen to him, but I said used to. Come to find out, he's had four wives and only been divorced three times. And the last one he married, he got that queer piano player to play for him while he got married.
Come on.
So he's off my list. And he claims to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And you don't know how much of that junk is in there that we're listening to every day. Ain't God called it news and whatever? What kind of mess done are we listening to? Ain't God about half of them newscasters probably lesbians or queers? Just tell them what they are. Amen. About half or more of them are. Amen. You know which one's a troublemaker? It ain't them, it's me. I've lifted up my voice against them. Amen. I wish that ain't God a... Last time I had a radio broadcast over here at center a few years back before lightning struck. Amen. But that man, I preached a revival at the church several years ago. He works for the state. He come around the other day mowing grass, and I was up on the side of the highway mowing for Jordan. And he stopped, and we talked for a good while. He said, I wish I'd take every message you preached on that radio. Amen. He don't know, but I've got him at the house. Amen. I bless your heart. He said, you don't hear that kind of preaching anymore.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
Twice this morning, on the way up here, two different radio broadcasts. While you do want to just talking about this, that. We ought to live by the Word of God. Didn't tell me nothing God said to live by. He said right here, in Ezekiel, it's plain. In Ezekiel, chapter 18, therefore will I judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. Now you ain't going to be judged by me. And I ain't going to have to give an account for you. I like what Brother Milby said. He just said, put it in their ear. Judge according to his ways, said the Lord. Repent! That very word repent has been taken out of the Bible and used Romans 10:9-10 in the place of it.
Believe in the heart and confess with the mouth. It said repent.
Come on.
If you believe in the heart and confess with your mouth, if you truly believe, you will repent.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And repent means to confess and turn.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It don't mean if you've been drinking a pint of whiskey a day, you sit down to half pint. It means quit it.
Amen.
Amen.
Or if you just say three or four bad words a day, just cut it down to one or two. Amen. Just quit it.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't go to hell. Search your heart.
Yes.
Yes.
How you living at home? I guess that's the greatest thing right there, is that our homes, like Jason, ain't what they used to be. Boy, didn't we really have a meeting at church day? And turn on them, joke on and listen to it. Help us, Lord.
Right, come on.
Repent and turn. I like what Sister Louise said. My eyesight getting where it ain't as good as it used to, and it's harder for me to read than it used to be. That inner ear is affecting my eyesight and taking it, but I still want the Word of God. But there's a remedy for that. I got it laying right beside the bed. The whole Bible. King James Version on CD. Put it in the radio. Turn it on, lay down the bed, and let Alexander Scobie read to you. And let it just soak in. How you living at home?
Hello.
He said, I will judge you. He said, cast away from you all your transgression. He didn't say part of them, but he said all of them.
Amen.
Whereby you have transgressed and make to you a new heart. Everything proceeded from the heart. Evil thoughts, adultery, fornication. I mean, I can't name all of them, but it all proceedeth from the heart.
Amen.
I like what Robert Brown said one time. By evil thoughts, he said, you can't help a bird flying over your head. No evil thought trying to enter your heart. But said you sure keep him building a nest up there.
Amen.
But he said, cast away from you all your transgression whereby you have transgressed. Make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? God said, if you don't do it,
right,
you're going to die.
Yes, sir.
And he wasn't talking about that kind where they put you in the ground. He talking about that second death.
Right.
For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Therefore turn yourselves and live you. We thank God sitting up there with a ball bat just waiting on us to go haywire where he can slap us down. But his mercy and his love might get us down sometime. But he, like I told you right here before about my wife's sister, praise God for it. Ain't that she did die from me, but I praise God for it. She lived a pretty wild life. Had several husbands. I don't have many. But we met her back in the 70s down at Walmart and Bessemer one time. And I didn't say a word. Sarah didn't say. She just come up and she working, and I come up to talk to her. She said, if I ever get right with God, God must have been dealing with it. If I ever get right with God, she said, I've got to get rid of that man I got at the house. She said, I've got to get rid of these bitches I'm wearing. And said, if she had a hair cut on, you're the close mine. Said, I'm going to let my hair grow back out. I mean, she said several things she had to do. I just sat there and listened to her. A few years later, she had an aneurysm in August, and she stayed in intensive care for 6 months down at Princeton Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. Just about every weekend, me and my wife would drive down there, and I'd go in there and work with her, begging her to pray. Hey, man, get it done. Thank God with God. Finally, one day I went in there, and she said, the tears rolling out of my eyes, she said, I'm ready. I said, if you can get up from here, would you go home, get a word of that man? Would you do everything that you told me that day you had to do? She said, I sure would. I'd do every bit of it. I said, let's pray. Thank God got down beside that bed. I Barbara Jean and prayed, and you never hear except crying. That woman was a-doing. Thank God, I believe she got a hold of God. About 2 or 3 days later, she died. Amen, but I got to tell her daughter. I said, I believe she made it right with God. Amen, God may have. How to put us down. How to ever break us and get us right with God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That wasn't the only case. I know several that had men right now in the penitentiary for cold-blooded murder. He sent me word his family did. He's right down here in Fort Payne in jail when he was up here in town. Said, won't you go down there and talk to him? I grabbed up my Bible. Oscar went down there, and there wasn't nothing but this little crack right on the door. That's all. I couldn't see nothing. I got down on my knees. Had my Bible, he had his on the other side. Amen. I talked with him, prayed with him, read to him. And he said, preacher, if I ever get out of here, he said, I'm going to come into your church. About 3 months later, he got out on bond, and he ain't been in the church house to yet. Amen. They convict him, give him life in prison. And God, if people sometimes get in a tight, they'll run their mouth just to give the preacher off. Thank God, y'all get down, get honest before God, unmold it all, and live right inside of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Work the same way with my youngest sister. I'll not get into all that. But the Sunday morning that she prayed too. She said she did. I didn't say it. She said it. Nurses, when I went down there, said she'd been crying all night long, wouldn't sleep a wink, wouldn't tell us what the problem was. And that just tickled the fire out of me. Amen, because I done walked right up, rocked her right in her face, and told her, if you don't get things right with God, you're fixing to die. I didn't hold no punches. I said, you'll open your eyes in hell just as sure as I'm standing here. Thank God she must have took it to heart. Thank God that day she prayed. Hallelujah. She made things right with God. Amen. Time after time, back through my few years. Somebody think you just spent it all right here at Mount Moriah. I've been a few places and talked to a few people. And I've been around some of them that say, hit the road. And you know what to do when they tell you that? Hit the road. Mm-hmm, yeah. Hey, just nice to be saved by the grace of God.